Yesterday, Republican senators blocked an attempt to hold a vote of no confidence in Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. But no one thinks the storm over politics in the Justice Department has passed. Tomorrow morning, the Senate Rules Committee will hold a confirmation hearing for four members of the Federal Election Commission. One of them used to be a political operative at the Justice Department and was deeply involved in the issue of voter fraud. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Hans-Fons Bukowski was a recess appointee to the Federal Election Commission 18 months ago, and so escaped a Senate confirmation fight. Now President Bush has nominated him for a full term along with three other commissioners, hence the hearing. But never mind Fons Bukowski's track record at the FEC, he's more likely to be grilled about his previous job as a top lawyer in the voting rights section at the Justice Department. In 2003, he worked on a redistricting plan from Texas. Tom DeLay, then the most powerful Republican in Congress, drew the plan to add Republicans to the state's congressional delegation. Career lawyers in the Justice Department said it shouldn't be approved. Fons Bukowski and other politicos thought it should be, and it was. Gerald Hebert was a longtime voting rights specialist at Justice. As a private attorney, he represented Texas Democrats in the redistricting fight. He says Fons Bukowski is too partisan for the top echelon of any federal agency.
They need to ask Hans Fons Bukowski that when the Texas case matter was pending, did you talk to anybody in the White House about the plan? Did you talk to anybody on Tom DeLay's staff about the plan?
There are other notable cases, too. In 2005, Justice reviewed a voter identification law from Georgia. Critics said it discriminated against poor people who would have the hardest time getting photo IDs. Fons Bukowski had published a law review article arguing strongly for voter ID laws, but he'd used a pseudonym so no one connected him to it. He oversaw the review of the Georgia case at Justice, and once again he overruled the career lawyers. After that, career employees say there was a purge. Toby Moore was one who left. He says Fons Bukowski was instrumental in forcing him out.
One of the ways I think they did that was going through our emails looking for communications that would lead that could lead them to, as in my case, file a complaint against me.
Fons Bukowski has drawn other criticism as well. At the Federal Election Commission, he declared that a proposal to regulate political advertising was equivalent to the Alien and Sedition Acts, laws that were enacted in 1798 in an effort to silence attacks on President John Adams. Proponents of stronger campaign finance regulation question his commitment to enforcing policies that he so clearly opposes. Fons Bukowski declined to be interviewed for this piece. One of his allies is Edward Bloom, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. Bloom says Fons Bukowski knows his job is to enforce the law.
Not to craft the law, not to finesse the law, but to enforce it.
As Bloom describes him, Fons Bukowski would be a good fit for the Federal Election Commission. It has three Republican commissioners and three Democrats, so a winning majority requires consensus.
I know a lot of Washington lawyers, and, you know, they suck the air right out of the room when they walk in, and, you know, they think they're batting 380 wherever they go, and Hans is just not that way.
And no matter how badly Senate Democrats want to pummel Fons Bukowski, they have to remember this fact of Capitol Hill. If he goes, his seat will be filled by another Republican. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.